So, settling your bodies now. Let's just find the most important way for you to be as comfortable as possible. And in that comfort, let's take those three big deep breaths, and let's take them like this, that you could allow yourself to take one big deep cleansing breath in, let your eyes roll up underneath those lids, and then hold that breath a moment or two, and then slowly exhale, and your eyes return level, and your normal, natural rhythm of breathing occurs. And then once again, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that second big deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale. And eyes return level. And your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And then one more time, eyes roll up underneath those lids. Take that third big, deep cleansing breath in. Hold it. And then slowly exhale as eyes return level and your normal, natural rhythm of your breathing occurs. And let's appreciate that breath of yours as your normal natural rhythm is right here, right now. And as we appreciate it, it's so nice to appreciate it. Glad for that breath of yours. And then begin to allow a kind of sensation that's sort of nurturing and loving. Nurturing and loving. A sensation that begins to move all around the crown of your head. Nurturing, loving. And it circles around and it wafts down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and letting go. And that nurturing, loving sensation flows then down across the back of your head, in through the tiny neck muscles, releasing, and lands just softly and gently on those shoulders. And that sort of nurturing, loving sensation sort of weaves its way down into all the muscles, tissues, fibers, and gives you a way to sort of slough off, sort of shake your shoulders and let go of what you might have been carrying around for the week. We could just let it go now, you know. We really could. We could just let it fall right away. And let it go. Because we're opening up to the freedom of going within, to that vast inner landscape where we can reinforce the positives already there, where we can open to receive and allow more positive information to flow. Especially today, positive information about love. And so this nurturing, loving sort of sensation continues now down through the upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers release as the nurturing, loving sensation flows. And you can just let go of whatever you've been reaching for. The goals you are reaching for inevitably do become yours accomplished because you are available and attainable to attract the accomplishment of those goals. But right now we can just let go of all of it. We can just accept this loving, nurturing sensation. give the body, the mind a rest, a rejuvenation. And as this nurturing, loving sensation sort of wells up all around and all through in your chest area, moving into every nook and cranny all around the heart space, more open availability to feel the love, to experience the love, to connect to that nurturing comfort and calm that's here for you. And let it circle around across the upper back, removing any extraneous stress from the upper back. And letting that nurturing, loving sensation circle around again through your solar plexus. Each breath continues to take you deeper. And circle around again through the middle back, releasing. Just strengthening that spine and releasing and letting go of what you no longer need or want. And the loving, nurturing sensation circles around again through the stomach area, the hips, the abs, and then flows around again through that lower back area, releasing any tension or tightness there, soothing and smoothing out any rough edges. And just breathing in the love. Breathing in the love. And exhaling anything you no longer need or want. Any exhale, you just release what you no longer need or want. Every inhale, you're just breathing in the love. Breathing in the love. And each breath, every inhale, every exhale, becoming more and more calm and comfortable. Feeling the nurturing really kick in so that you can just feel like you can fall back into the big arms of the universe and just know that all is well right now. All is well. And from the hips down through the thighs, this nurturing, loving sensation continues flowing. And from thighs in through the knees, down through the calves, into the ankles, the heels, in through the feet, out through the toes, filled with this nurturing, loving sensation, calm and comfortable and peaceful. And just beginning to realize that, well, if we wanted to, we could take one more nice, big, deep cleansing breath in, filling up with the love, and then slowly exhaling anything else we no longer need or want. And we could just simply drift twice as deep as we already are. And then we can begin to contemplate or begin to move into an imagining of something. Wouldn't it be nice for you to become very connected to being a radiant being of love? As though deep at the center of your very beingness, there's a knowing of an infinite supply of love. Well, let's imagine we could just travel down and down and down and down into the deepest center of ourselves and find that fountain of love. It's a fountain of love just overflowing. It is inexhaustible. It's ongoing, ever flowing, an infinite supply of love, like a fountain of it, ongoing, ever flowing, right there, always. And into the alwaysness of this fountain overflowing of love, you can never use it all in this lifetime. Really? That's right. There's so much of it. It's an ongoing supply. You'll never run out of it. When you feel and sense the strength and the power of the fountain of love that resides within you, then you realize there's no need to be sparing with it. There's plenty. Plenty of love all around and all through. Ongoing, never ending, ever flowing, overflowing, this love fountain is within you. And so that means you could actually be generous. You could always be generous with your love. Now, that's kind of an amazing thought, to be generous with your love. A generous supply, ongoing, never ending, always there, and you can be generous with it for yourself, for others, for any situation, for family, for friends, for so many things that life brings to us, an ongoing supply of love. And you know, getting the feeling as we really walk into the power of this, let yourself, as though the fountain of love just washes right over you. It just splashes down over you and just covers you with love. And you're right there with it in the center of your being. And knowing that it's a generous supply and it's always there for you and it never ends and it's ongoing. It's kind of interesting to begin to feel the importance of the generosity that you have with it, because love is contagious as well. For when you share love, it comes back to you multiplied. Oh, how many times over? Maybe countless ways. Because the more love you give, the more love you have. And what to imagine? This ever-flowing fountain of love filling you, surrounding you, moving up and down throughout you, filling your whole being with how it occurs to you. You might imagine it as a kind of image, the image of love moving up and down and all around through your whole physical being and then spilling out into the mind space all around you from your skin outwards, that 6 inches of space or more, that auric field all around you, Love moves in there too. It fills your whole physical being and flows out into that mind space all around you. So love without and love within. Filled with the love, surrounded by the love. And then it might even occur to you, when you focus this way, about being filled with love, surrounded by love, that it's contagious, that it's multiplied so many times over. The more you love that you share, the more that comes back to you, and on it goes, that perhaps you have actually come to this world to be a love giver. Wouldn't that be something? A love giver. And knowing that you've come in, you've come into this world already full of love. Well, what if you were to imagine now being filled with the love, surrounded by the love, knowing the goodness it can do for your whole radiant being? At the top of your symbolic staircase, you could imagine being there now, at the top of your symbolic staircase, filled with love, surrounded by love, knowing it's ongoing and flowing forever and always, unending, ongoing. And it washes over you continually in a fresh array, and you give it out and you receive it back. And it's somehow, when you're connecting in this way with being a love giver, what wondrous things is it doing for the health and well-being of your physical self? What wonders is it doing for your health and well-being of your emotional self? Filled with the love, surrounded by the love, and seeing and sensing yourself at the top of your symbolic staircase, looking down and seeing your feet there, standing in all of this love, surrounded by it, and looking to the left and seeing a reflecting mirror showing you your radiant being, your radiant love being, ultimate radiant health, strength, confidence in love being a provider of so much for you and so much for others as you give it out more than so many fold over and over and over again comes back to you, multiplied every step down. Reinforces these ideas. With the left foot first at 20, going down now, 18. Oh, let's get back and get 19. And then 18. Reinforcing the love flowing all around and all through, 17, 16, 15. 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper and deeper down into the positive domain, already so filled with love and surrounded with love, surely, maybe even some kind of divine love has graced your beingness now, helping dissolve and dissipate any kind of negatives of any kind whatsoever. Dissolving and dissipating so that you're standing in the clarity, the fullness, the richness, the strength of love. Love within, love all around. From within to without, from without to within, overpouring with love, giving it out and receiving it back. And even though sharing your love all of your life as you go forward on the positive path, you imagine and connect to other thoughts and ideas, maybe imaginings, different ways in which you find yourself walking your love path with a variety of people and situations where you give of your love. Maybe start with imagining some way you really let it out with the family. Could be original family or your own family you created. But imagine for a moment that you even let more love out to the family, your original or the one you created. And imagine how things might go when you're just in the purity of giving love, knowing that it's inexhaustible. You always have plenty of it to give. And so you're generous with it. You share it all around. And you might be pleasantly surprised about the wealth of love that comes back to you from family. Just notice, imagine, visualize, let it become real for you. And then, as you go forward on the path, maybe imagine yourself being with a friend or a few friends. And how with this knowledge now that you are well suited in the love department, for you have the ongoing, ever-flowing fountain of it at the very center of you, that you can freely give of it to yourself and to others. And you let it shine out, radiate out with your friends. And your friends receive it. And then suddenly you get the feeling like so many millions of golden stars just showered upon you, that love is returned to you in huge big quantities, multiplied over and over for your friends, shower you back as you give out love to them. They shower you back with love. And what a rich feeling this is, to be showered with love. And what's it doing for you? It could be absolutely wondrously amazing when you give generously of love, and how much is multiplied back to you in your life, for your health, your wealth, your well-being, your peacefulness, your serenity, your confidence, your self-assurance, your peacefulness. What a wondrous thing. Love all around and all through. And as you continue going forward on your love path, you may find yourself kind of lifting up, because all this love is so uplifting, isn't it? It just lifts you right up. You almost feel like you're floating. And you kind of lift up higher and higher. And then you begin to realize that you can shower your environment with love. Love of the beauty that exists all around you. And as you lift up, you can look down upon it. And you can see the mountains. And you can see the seas. And you can see the trees. Or you can imagine them and feel them and sense them, that the nature all around you is so beautiful. And you can love it. You can send your love out to it. And guess what? When you do, feel the strength and the power of the love in nature coming right back to you in such a way that you are absolutely amazed. For remember, as you're generous with your love, not having to be sparing with it, it just all comes back multiplied in strength, because love is contagious. Love is contagious. So on the positive path of love, even the beauty in nature resounds back to you of love. And then on your pathway, as you continue going forward, there might be certain situations that you find yourself in. Certain situations that maybe really call for the power of love. You might have certain feelings about certain situations that might feel slightly daunting to you. But guess what? All you need to do is connect to the wealth, the richness, the strength of that fountain of love within you that pours over every situation, pours over you, pours over all of what the situation is about, and it just begins to lighten. It lightens up. Because when you flood it with love, suddenly what seemed to be a situation becomes lighter and freer and not so much of a situation anymore. Certainly no longer daunting. No, it's like an easy flow. A flow of kind of just pushing your canoe out onto a lake as smooth as glass, because the love from your fountain of love within you has poured over the situation. And what was once choppy is now smooth as glass. That's right. And then you find yourself floating on a lake, so still, without ripples. Still and smooth. Because the fountain of love within you poured over the situation and changed it. Brought it into a different experience. And somehow, some way, it resonated deep within you that it was that fountain of love that you connected to and used to overpower the situation. And love just filled it up and over, and it began to make a difference. And it began to be not only smooth as glass, but just easy and effortless and doable. But the fountain of love within you continues going on. Having a full and happy heart now, because the power of love from the fountain of love just fills you so strongly. And it enhances you, it enriches you, it connects you in such a way that if you ever know or get a feeling that you want more love, then you only have to give love, and more love comes. Because love is, and you are. You are love, and love is you. And you can rejoice in all the love that you have to share. And knowing that sharing the love can only be multiplied, come back to you so many times over and over and over and over again, because the fountain of love within you is never ending. It's ongoing. Always is, in the foreverness of the goodness of its healing power, of its just right for you, right here, right now, experience. And as always, we know that focusing in this way, a positive focusing, follows along the law of the mind that says what you focus on follows. So it would only follow to focus in this way with the knowledge and the wisdom and the knowing, absolutely, without question, without doubt, ongoing, ever-flowing love is yours from deep within. So you can use it generously. And from this positive focusing now, as the images fade, the strength of them stays with you. We reinforce it all and know that this is now how your mind, your body responds lovingly at zero. We reinforce it all. And we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the good, the positive, and the true of this experience. Out one with a deep cleansing breath and release. To realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, being very, very comfortable in all ways, peaceful. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, five, eyes open, wide awake and alert.